Good morning and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV KRNW. I'm Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Maryville Public Safety Director Keith Wood, who's retiring after decades of service. Director, go ahead and give us a quick summary of your career in law enforcement.
Okay, I've been in law enforcement for 43 years, my first 12 years of which was at the city of Clinton, Missouri. And then I began my tour of duty as Director of Public Safety for the city of Maryville on August 1st, 1989, and have been serving in that capacity to this day.
When did you know that you wanted to be in law enforcement?
I think that that was probably an objective when I was still yet in high school. I went to school in Columbia, Missouri. I was fortunate enough to be able to join a police explorer post that was sponsored by the University of Missouri Police Department at that time, and got a little bit of exposure to policing, or getting to watch a little bit more closely people that were in the occupation of policing. And then when I graduated high school, I went to the criminal justice program at University of Central Missouri.
What was it that drew you to the Maryville public safety job back in 89?
I think that for one thing, I mentioned that I'd been in policing for 42 years, adding the aspect of fire and firefighting service onto the everyday things that took place on the police side of things. The fire side element gave another challenge, and I to this day do not profess to be a fireman. I take care of a lot of the administrative functions in that division of the public safety department. But I think the fire aspect, and then the other thing I think that drew me to Maryville was the factor of the university community. I enjoy policing in that environment. Like I said, I grew up in Columbia, so that was kind of what I was accustomed to. Clinton did not have a university, and so it was it didn't have that element in the community, and I missed that when I was there. But I think that the university population adds a certain flavor to our culture.
I'm curious, what's the relationship been like between Maryville Public Safety and Northwest Missouri State University, and how has it evolved during your time?
I have been fortunate enough to enjoy what I feel has been a really healthy, a really good relationship with the university. I think that I've tried to encourage the department to be as active as possible with that age group of our community, and I know that anything that we do pretty much after about midnight is probably going to include or involve that element of the community. So it's been a challenge to bring them on and police with that age group.
Looking back at your 31 years of service, what would you say are your biggest accomplishments?
For a number of years after I started here, the biggest problem that we had was staff turnover. We would turn over anywhere from 3 to 6 officers a year habitually for about the first 10 years of my tenure. And that was, I would say, problem number one, because it was hard to get any consistency or continuity with a staff that was continuously turning over. So with the assistance of City Hall and some other things that took place, we were able to make it more attractive for people to stay in this community that wanted to come to this work. And I feel like that fixing that, and we still have turnover, but it has diminished by tenfold, if I was going to put a guesstimate on it.
Is that because when you took over, there were people who were very interested in law enforcement but simply viewed Maryville as a stepping stone?
One of the big issues that we faced, we had a number of our folks that we would hire, and then within about 2 years, they'd be going to other agencies. I know that we had a pretty significant path from here to Jeff City for the Highway Patrol folks. They would recruit our folks pretty heavily. So that was a challenge. We also had some folks that entered the federal law enforcement system. We've got ex-officers scattered about in a number of different places.
We're talking with Maryville Public Safety Director Keith Wood, who's retiring next Monday. What are some of the things, or maybe one thing, that you wish you had done differently during your tenure?
I never did establish a direct connection to the road. A lot of my life has been spent, or a lot of my life here in Maryville has been spent in the office or at various meetings out in the community, more administrative stuff than practical stuff. And while that has served, I think, us and the department well, I miss that element of it personally. And so some of our accomplishments and relationships that brought about good things within the community, I have to kind of enjoy by proxy as I direct and lead the men and women of this department through trying to improve this community.
Is that something you'll be relaying to the interim public safety director who takes over next week, or to whomever is named the next permanent public safety director?
Yeah, I think so. And over the course of 31 years, those that have worked around that department have become accustomed to us being directly accessible to the public. We don't build any walls or obstacles between us and the people we serve, and we actually encourage our officers to be a part of the community that they're policing in.
And how did you encourage that?
I think by not isolating yourself within the profession. Policing is a pretty obsolete group that we're not real good at socializing outside of our own, partially because of the demands that are placed on us, and we establish relationships that can be awkward sometimes. But I think that anything that we do to connect ourselves to the public is only going to enhance us and the relationship we have.
What would you say is your most memorable case, whether it's good or bad?
I think that the most memorable that I will carry with me, it's not an isolated incident, but anybody that has gone through a traumatic incident, we have developed a connection with. I know that I have developed a kinship with a number of different families over the years that experienced a traumatic incident within their family, and because of that, became closer to this department, and I've experienced having some very dear friends that fall into that category, that lost loved ones that that we became attached to during the investigation of that loss.
Is that something you anticipated when you took the job back in 89?
I don't think so, because I had kind of encountered that a little bit to my experience in Clinton. My own personality is maybe ultra compassionate, and it serves me well sometimes, and sometimes it's not so great because I get emotionally involved with things that that I carry with me. But no, I think that that's just been part of my style, if you will. So encountering and remembering that the people that we work with and encounter on the street are human beings too, and we sometimes encounter them on the worst time of their life.
Do you think your community drive and compassion will be some of the key factors that the higher-ups will be looking for when they begin searching for your replacement?
I'm sure that will be an element. Policing itself is undergoing a dramatic change even as we speak, and 10, 15, 20 years from now, we will look back on this period and identify it as a changing point in policing.
From your point of view, how much different is it for police officers to police in a major city like Kansas City or St. Louis, as opposed to a small college town like Maryville?
I know that policing is certainly different in an urban environment. One of the things that we stress to our personnel is that you have to treat everybody fairly and equally in your work, because the folks that you deal with during your shift today may be the same folks that you're going to bump into at the aisles of Hy-Vee or Walmart tonight whenever you go out with your family shopping or whatever. So you have to keep in mind that the things that you do are going to improve or help you if you will treat people in the right manner.
personally, what's retirement going to look like for you?
I don't have any immediate plans. I'm not a sit-around person, so two or three days of that will probably be just about enough. And beyond that, I don't have any particular hobbies or anything of that nature, but I expect to be able to find something to keep myself busy.
Do you foresee yourself staying in the Maryville area then?
Yes, my wife is still working and probably will still for a couple of years. So unless we get a magic pot of money or something where she can pull out a little bit early, then we'll still be around. We also have kids and grandkids in this community also.
Anything else that you'd like the community to know this morning?
Nope, it's been a good ride for me. This community has treated me and my family very well over the years. It's been a fun ride, and I just hope nothing but the best for the department and the community.
All right, thank you for coming on this morning. That was Maryville Public Safety Director Keith Wood, who's retiring after decades of service. A public retirement reception will be held next Monday for Wood at the Mazingo Event Center from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your Morning Conversation.